Welcome to Camp Cast. I'm known as Jewel, also as Namaslay, and hanging with me today is Ranger True, Tokrava, and Kev.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
All right. First, I'm going to explain a little bit about me. I've been using gaming social media for about 8 years. I started out on a Rift podcast, which is like the main reason I actually started using social media. I wasn't really aware of it or didn't really use it before, even though I think when I was in college or just starting out, Facebook had just came out. But when I was like in high school, MySpace was like the social media, but I don't really think it was like used for gaming. It wasn't until like, wow, everything started getting popular. I used to be a big MMO player. I'm not really a big MMO player anymore. I'm more of like the online multiplayer games. I get really competitive. So usually if it's like a single player game, I get a little bored, you know, because I like that competitive drive that, you know, when you're going up against other players and like the whole scoreboard, and I don't know, there's just something rewarding about it. I guess next we can go with Ranger True. You can talk a little bit about yourself.
I'm just your basic streamer on the internet. I play a lot of different games, single player, multiplayer, fighting games, MOBAs, whatever. I'm usually around on the internet modding for different streamers and stuff like that.
Awesome. Okay, what about you, Tokriva?
I've been on the internet for way too long, and I play a lot of games, usually strategy related, and I just don't get the hype behind Battle Royale games at all, so
yeah, I feel
I
like
don't that. Know.
Same, though.
They're one of themselves.
Yeah. Okay, Kev?
Hello. So, I'm Kev. Or Kevin, Ginger, whatever you want to call me. Primarily an MMO player. WoW is probably the one game I play. Mainly, at least. Been playing for about 13 years. I'm in the higher end, I would say, of the community. You'll see me in a lot of like healing discords. I used to be really big into Halo 2 and Halo in the competitive scene for like Major League Gaming and Clantacular and game battles and things like that. So until that died, that's pretty much all I did was FPS games. And then I transferred over to MMOs, and I've been hooked since. So I still have the competitive drive, but other than that, I do stream where I'll play FPS games like Overwatch and Realm Royale, PUBG and things like that. But mainly I'll be playing World of Warcraft since it is taking over my life.
I know. Yeah. Speaking of WoW, I keep trying to go back to it. Like, I really do. It's really bad. I think I've been playing just as long as you. That's how I met you. Was it Scarlet Crusade that you were playing on?
Yeah. Scarlet Crusade.
Back in Scarlet Crusade. That was, like, my first server. Started playing in 2004, but I quit. I don't know what year Wrath of the Lich King ended, but I quit, like, right when Wrath of the Lich King ended. My guild couldn't kill Heroic Lich King and like kind of like fought and broke up and disbanded. And then I kind of got, I don't know, you know, when you've been with a community for a while or like certain group of people, you have that like sense of like family or community. So when your guild breaks up, you like don't know what to do with yourself. Like you don't really have
exactly.
That. Yeah. Like you don't have that anymore. So it's just kind of like, you don't have anything to do. So I think that's been like one of the main reasons with WoW and why I can't like stick with it. But
I always got into the aspect of, well, I want to get better. So I just kept joining different guilds that were higher progressed. So I never actually got attached.
Yeah.
One could say I'm a guild hopper, but it is what it is.
Did either of you two play WoW?
I'm currently on my first break since I started playing in 2007.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, and I'm getting back in for Battle for Azeroth, but just the past few years, while I enjoy raiding the most and I could become a lot better and a lot higher ranked than I am, it's basically because of, well, having to work shifts. I had to shift to a weekend raiding guild, and it's more been relaxed raiding rather than trying to be the very best. That's like no one ever was.
Yeah.
We only raid 2 days a week, like Fridays and Saturdays, but the times we raid is like 12:45 to 4:45 a.m.
What?
On Fridays and Saturdays, and I'm East Coast, so it's definitely an experience, and it's a lot of fun.
So 12:45 a.m. on Friday night or Saturday night?
I guess it would be Saturday morning at that point into Sunday morning.
I could not do
that. Like the 2 days?
I'm way too old, lady.
So, I mean, it is Friday, Saturday. So, like, Friday at 12:45 a.m., which is technically Saturday. But if you're getting technical, but yeah. Two days a week.
All right. So, I wanted to do the expansion for WoW. But, like, my problem with it is I'm so far behind that, like, I just really wanted to play a Void Elf. But, like, the rep grind to even unlock a Void Elf is, like, completely frustrating as somebody just coming in. And I don't know if I'm going to play because of that. And I'm not sure if that's, like, silly or not.
Also, Alliance scum.
I know.
I mean,
I've been horde
just
forever.
Just play a Nightborne.
I don't want to. They're all snooty and stuck up looking. Have you seen them?
Wow, and Void Elves are not?
I know.
I was going to say, you're playing an Elf.
I know, it is an Elf. I know,
they're all pretentious.
They really, I guess they are, but just the way that they talk, they're just, like, so stuck up. I'm like, wow, it's like someone's spitting her tea, and she's, like, highly offended whenever she talks.
Well, yes. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, they just, like, have that, like, snooty, like, tone of voice.
What about Blood Elves?
Blood Elves is actually, it's funny, because I used to play a Night Elf Hunter, that was like my main character, and then I switched to a Night Elf Priest, but as soon as Blood Elves came out in Burning Crusade, I switched. I was like, I'm one of these little skinny, green-eyed Blood Elves with ginger hair, and and it's funny, because I'm ready to switch back to Alliance, because they get, like, the gothic version of the Blood Elf. They're, like, all, like, dark and, you know, like, creepy.
Yeah, the thing is, Nightborn are literally Night Elves, only have a different power source for the last 10,000 years. And Void Elves are literally Blood Elves that did not take the Fel, but instead went with the Void and the Lyria. It's all kinds of interchanging weirdness.
Okay.
Honestly, if you're, like, wanting to get into the game again, like, new expansions are the best to do so.
I know.
Just because everyone's on an even playing field.
I know. But okay, question: Why can't Void Elves or Nightborn? Is it Nightborn? Right? Is
yeah.
Okay. Why can't Nightborn be druids? Is there a reason behind that?
Druids have nature magic,
So
the Nightborns get their magic from the time. I don't remember what the Nightwell isn't it called.
Yeah, the Nightwell.
Okay, because yeah, I was really hopeful that the Horde would get, like, a new druid that was, like, elven.
They're getting a new druid, but it's just of the elves.
It's a troll, right?
It's Kul'Tiran.
Kul'Tiran.
No, that's Alliance. No, the Horde gets the Zandalaris, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They get, like, raptor forms.
What?
Yes, that's what it was.
That's amazing.
Kul'Tiran feral druid form looked absolutely insane. So props to the graphic design department at Blizzard for that. But
yeah, some of their new models coming out. Like, I thought I saw different. Okay, so first of all, I'm very behind in anything WoW, but I thought I saw, like, different body type models for humans.
Yeah.
Is that, like, people are going to be able to play?
It's like they're allied races. Like, there are different types of. Currently, you can be Void Elf or Lightforged Draenei for Alliance. And for the Horde, you can be High Mountain Tauren or Nightborn.
Interesting.
And they're basically the Nightborn are like Blood Elf sort of related because of how their lore is. High Mountain Tauren are obviously Tauren. And then in the expansion, we're getting Zandalari Trolls and Maghar or Draenor Orcs for the Horde. And for the Alliance, it's Dark Iron Dwarves and Kul'Tiran Humans. And that's just the start.
Okay.
Yeah. The Dark Iron Dwarves look absolutely insane. So if you ever did, like, Blackrock Depths, like, the dark-looking dwarves that were in there, oh.
Yeah, they kind of look so jealous. Like stone, right? Don't they kind of have like a stone like, skin?
They have like an evil. Well, no. These are like completely dark. Like they're
like gray, right? Don't they have like gray
like
features?
Like a darkish red. Oh. Like a darkish red. Yeah.
I'll have to look into it in more detail.
Honestly, I'm just Blizzard. Just, I don't know. They let me down a lot, but I continue to go back. So this year at BlizzCon, I'm really hoping they're unveiling a lot.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go.
I don't know. I wish I was going. Okay.
One day I hope to be going.
I know. I keep saying that every year, but then I get busy and
this will be my third year going, so I'm really excited.
Shut up.
I know. I'm just really jealous, like salty jealous. okay, have you guys been playing anything like new? Like anything that's not so well known or anything like that?
Maybe I don't know about like not well known, but there's this turn-based like strategy game. It's like Darkest Dungeon or something. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it Darkest
Dungeon?
Is it Darkest Dungeon or is it Aratus, the newer one?
I think it's called Darkest Dungeon. Okay. I'd have to go back and look at my Steam. But it's very like gothic and
that's Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah.
I like the aspect of the game.
That
it's
is
very fun.
Not necessarily new, but new? Very, very popular.
Yes, it is very popular. Well. I have a bad habit. Like I haven't played it much, but I love like the aesthetics of it. I love like creepy like horror games or like dark fantasy. So I bought it and I keep buying the expansions for it, but I've only played like maybe 10 hours total. But it's pretty damn challenging. Like my guys.
Yeah,
die.
I ran a lot. I ran into a lot of that. Like the further I would get, obviously it would get harder. But I didn't expect things to be like down to like meticulous little like moves on some of the battles. Like that would determine on whether you lose or not.
Yeah, and you have to make sure you pack a lot of snacks to heal. Like,
it's like, damn, so much food.
I know.
It released in 2016 in January, so it's 2.5 years old already.
Have you been playing it a lot, or have you played it any?
I have sadly not played it at all. Only watched someone play it. Really,
have about 80 hours in the game.
Oh wow. Okay, so you've played it more than all of us.
I've streamed a lot of it.
Nice.
And I never actually beat it. 49 hours. Sorry. I doubled it. I have about 50 hours in the game. I've played a lot of it. But to me, it got to a point where I would go into a dungeon that was like super hard or like harder. And if any of those characters die, I just lost a couple hours of progress. Or like that, if that whole squad dies, I just lose hours of progress. And I'm just like, I'm done with this.
It's so demoralizing.
That's frustrating.
That's the reason why I don't like playing roguelike games, personally.
But, quickly going back to the WoW subject, because I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Just force it in.
I'm actually quite the opposite of all three of you. I don't like MMOs at all.
Oh.
I just like the only MMO that could hold me for a little bit of time was Terra.
I thought Terra was good because of its combat.
That's exactly why it held me.
I just thought the community was a little too immature and weird.
Have you seen the Ellen race?
Yeah, I have.
I didn't like Terra in any way, shape, or form. Like the in-game content of the game was just non-existent and it just drove me away and I was like, ugh, I can't do this.
It's doing well, though. I mean, it's actually
super well.
Yeah, it's a pretty good MMO that people seem to like. I wish I could play it. Actually, I just don't think I can play much MMOs right now. I'm too, like, you know, busy and everything with my kids. So I usually just play those queue up games and, you know, 15, 20 minute match. Bam, done. Like, then go on with my life.
The MMO I really enjoyed but didn't feel like paying for was Final Fantasy.
Oh,
but the only,
that one's
the
thriving.
Only, but the only downside to it was how slow the combat was. So, like, in WoW, the global cooldown, when you, like, press a spell and then you can press another spell, is about 1 second, unless you have, like, haste. But on there, it's, like, 2 seconds, and you feel it's so sluggish to me.
It is. That's one of the reasons why I just don't like it. Like, I wanted to like it, like, okay, so one of the other reasons was the UI. I thought the UI was big and bulky, especially like the text portions when it would pop up on your screen with that parchment colored, like, background. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's so ugly. Like, why can't they allow some, like, you know, add-on makers into that community to, like, you know, make it sleek and minimalist and all that? But yeah, it was really, it was slow. And the whole, like,
but I mean, visually though, it was amazing.
Yeah, visually. I played it back in what people consider 1.0 Final Fantasy 14, where it was like you couldn't even jump and it was really stiff. So they for sure made a lot of improvements.
And a lot
I didn't mean to bring us back to the MMO talk.
That's what we play, but
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to talk about games that we recently played, I started playing a game on Saturday that I know I played with Jewel a long time ago, and that's Secret World.
Oh, yeah. I actually used to make content for Secret World. That's how a lot of people have found me, because of stuff that I made for Secret World, like guides and stuff, but I tried it recently, but I wasn't feeling, like, you know when they, like, almost relaunched it recently? It was kind of like a soft relaunch. They, like, renamed it or something like that. I tried
Secret World Legends?
Yes, that.
Not so Secret World?
Well, it's, like, free to play now. I don't think it was free to play previously.
Oh, it definitely wasn't.
But I thought that their optional, like, subscription was a little, I don't know, not so optional. I felt like there was a lot of things that were needed on it. I can't remember the details because it was, wow, I don't know, I want to say like a year ago when Legends released and I was messing around with it. But have you been enjoying it? Like, you like it?
I really only just got through the tutorial. And it's, the atmosphere is still the same as it was before, and that was what really got me into the game back then. But it's like, I have to play more to know for sure if I like it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the leading, you know, draws to me with that is the dark, you know, creepy, like, spooky stuff. I'm really into that, and a lot of the times I'll play a game just for that, especially an MMO. But I don't know, you kind of make me want to go back and mess around with it again. I have, like, all these games that are, like, piling up now.
I saw one game, well, I not saw, but I've been playing another game with a friend called Soul Worker, and it's like, it's such a hack and slash game, but the crazy part about the game is, like, the harder it gets, like, you need to be very mechanically, like, driven on, like, when you battle things, because there's really no healing outside of, like, potions,
You've got my attention.
No. Well, I mean, it is a MMO, like mass multiplayer, but I mean, it's a soul. Well, I think you can group with people also. But
did you could you say the name again?
What is this game called?
Soul Worker.
Soul Worker. But the coolest part about the game was, if you're good at mechanics and, like, dodging attacks, you can essentially take zero damage and do damage. So, like, but it's very punishing if you aren't mechanically driven.
So you can definitely
die very quickly.
So is this is actually the anime bullshit?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
it.
Much.
I was playing it. I actually played, like, I don't know, 20 hours or so, and I really liked it. But there's this, like, I'm not really into anime. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just something that, maybe it's a style of art that it's just not for me, you know, like, it's a little, I'm not a cutesy person. I'm a blood and, like, death and, like, horror and, like,
how edgy.
I know. I just like
Hot Topic is definitely.
I mean, there is very edgy anime stuff.
That's true. But, like, when it comes to, like, the little schoolgirl uniforms and, like, kitty ears and stuff, like,
kawaii.
I feel so weird. I'm like,
I'm not even gonna mention some of the weird stuff in that game that people do, and it's just very awkward. There's a funny thing in that game though. If you need to, like, rest up on, like, experience or whatever, you get to sit on a picnic table or a picnic blanket. So that was kind
of
funny.
There was definitely aspects of the game that I liked. I thought it was the combat's really fun, and I liked that it wasn't like it's not open world, you know? It's like you go and you queue up for a dungeon and you get it done and you kill the boss and you do it again. It's like a loot grind. But it's, yeah. As for stuff that I've been playing, I recently discovered a game called Identity V. Now, I'm kind of a gaming snob. I kind of, well, okay, in the, not like a snob, but normally I would turn my nose up at a phone game. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not like, nothing against them, but they're typically really simple, you know, or timed. Like, you can't just sit there and play it. You maybe like send your troops out and then you have to like wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, it,
right.
Like, there's no constant play to mobile games, or what I thought. But my favorite game is Dead by Daylight. I've been playing it for 2 years. I love, you know, I love the thrill of either being a killer or survivor in it. And I like the thrill of, you know, working with teammates without being able to, like, communicate with them, but having to, like, escape the killer and, you know, get out and all that. Well, my friend works for a company that does PR for a game called Identity V, and she told me about it, and she was like, if you like Dead by Daylight, you'll probably like this. And I was like, it's on a phone. Like, how good is it gonna be? Well, I find that a lot of the time, I'm not able to, like, be at my computer often, but I might want to, like, play a game, you know? So I decided to finally download it, and, like, 4 hours later, laying in bed, I stopped playing. Like, it's just like Dead by Daylight, but on your phone, and the graphics are actually pretty good, and it, I don't know, if you guys like phone games or don't like phone games, but you like a game that plays like a computer game or like a Switch game or something like that, for sure, like, try it out. It's, I don't know, it's competitive, and I love competitive stuff, so. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Like, I shocked myself. I was like, this is good.
I got into a, I have like 5 or 6 mobile games on my phone.
Oh, no.
one being PUBG, which, like, is actually, like, actually pretty good on a mobile phone.
It's, like, better than the PC version.
That's not going that far. But
it used to be. It used to run better than the PC version.
Oh no!
But then there was another one called Hello Stars, and you need to essentially draw a shape and allow this ball to get to a star. Like, you need to draw the direction of which this thing falls, and it's like very challenging. A lot of like puzzles. So I like games that make you like think rather than just like games that have like a main objective as far as like go here, kill this or whatever, but games that you have to like figure out things on your own. Puzzle games are like a lot of fun. That's why games like Portal.
Portal is
oh my lord. Portal 1, Portal 2, absolutely amazing. Great story, great puzzles. Just such a fun game. I don't know if anyone else like puzzles.
I am terrible at puzzles. Like, I just don't know what it is about them. Puzzles, especially like jumping, you know, like what, Guild Wars 2, they had a lot of jumping puzzles.
Yeah.
I was terrible at jumping and figuring that out. It was a nightmare for
There's a horror game called Soma. I don't know if you ever played it or not.
I've heard of it. I have not played it.
But that has puzzles to it, in a small sense. I think you'd enjoy it. Maybe you should try it out. But if you like the horror gothic, and maybe not gothic, but just like the scarier stuff, I think you would really enjoy it, and the story is very bittersweet at the end.
Yeah.
Visually, it looks amazing too.
There is Soul at Stake, which is another, like, you know, 4v1 survivor killer game that just recently came out. But they have a twist to where you have to, like, I've never played card games, which is very weird, right? Not even, you know, like a deck of cards. So, like, one of the aspects of the game is you have to get to 21 in order to, like, you know, escape, use this thing to escape and win the game. But I was sitting there having to look up, you know, like what the queen meant or the king, you know, how many numbers it was, so I could like add them up, because I've never played card games. So in a way, it's kind of got that like puzzle effect tied in with a like horror game.
Yeah.
It was not good for me. I was like, oh my God, I've never played cards before. Like, I started streaming it, and I like went right in without even reading it, because I was like, oh, I play these types of games all the time, no big deal. And then it was like, what do you mean a deck of cards? What do you mean I have to get to 21? Like, this is not good. All right. Did any of you guys have anything else you wanted to talk about before we moved on to our highlighted topics?
Actually, negative. There is. So there's a game that everyone knows about because it was a huge game. It was a huge release last year called For Honor.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
For Honor has been getting a lot of updates since, and they have a new update on the way. They just did a big event right when E3 happened, where they had the game, they had the starter edition of the game completely free for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I tried to get my husband to download it.
All you had to do was claim it. You didn't even have to download it to get it.
Oh, really?
So you could claim it to your account and never play it. Jeez. But still have it.
Nice. I'm a bit of a collector like that where I do that. Actually, I played For Honor for a little bit, and I did kind of like it, but I'm not so great at fighting. So it was more of a frustration because, you know, I just got my ass kicked a lot, and it was just a little hurt on my ego as well.
So the best way to explain this
about
game...
the game was... Sorry.
Continue.
I was saying, my favorite part about the game was if you were like mechanically gifted and you could dodge things or defend things or block things, you could essentially like 1v9 people. And I watched people do this, like, like certain montages of people literally taking on an entire team by themselves. And I'm like, oh my lord. And it wasn't just like, oh, I'm overpowering you. It's like, oh, you're literally not hitting me because you're not good enough. And I'm better
like
than
a
you.
Video game ninja. I'm not that great.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not that great at that stuff. So.
So the game's been getting a lot of updates. They just put in dedicated servers because they were on peer-to-peer before, which was a huge gripe to the game because everyone knows peer-to-peer is not great. So they got dedicated servers. I think they have, 3, 4, 5, 6 characters per faction.
Nice.
Right now, which are 3 factions, the Knights, Samurai, and the Vikings. They're in October, they're having a new game mode come out called Breach, which is sort of like your Battlefield, what's it called? Rush mode?
Like defend the point or attack the point?
Sort of like attack the point. Once you capture the point, it moves on to a next part of the point. Of the map.
The King of the Hill.
Sort of. Except you're not... It's a multi-layered level. You take... Right. Once you break through this doorway, you go to the next part of the level, break through the next doorway, and then you have to kill the boss that they're defending, their king.
That's pretty neat. So it's like a PvE thing, right?
No, it's PvP.
Oh, okay.
So you can fight against other players.
Okay, that's neat. It kind of reminds me of... was it PvP? Do you remember that one PvP in WoW where it was...
Strain of the Ancients.
Was that what it was? No. It was like the... I'm trying to think of what it was. It was like a vault.
Vault of Archivon?
No, it was like Vault of... No, maybe it was Vault of the
Wintergrasp?
Warriors. Yeah, in Wintergrasp it was like you had to fight to get the vault, to get the bosses.
You would go around and you'd kill towers and you would maintain control and then break down. So once you killed the towers, it would weaken the defenses of the walls because you could then build...
Balrog Valley.
Well, I mean, that was a whole different one, but like Wintergrasp was you would take down towers and you'd be able to build catapults and demolish your like driven vehicles. And then you would use those to break down walls. And once you break down the walls, you would break down the fort, like the main... wall.
Yes, that's right. Altric Valley is exactly a good like example that. Too, though, because Altric Valley had all the bosses and everything. That makes
I remember AV. They're bringing back AV, by the way, in BFA.
That's good.
Well, and if you still happen to play Heroes of the Storm, you recently would have been able to play the Altric Pass map, which is basically based on Altric Valley.
I was playing, but I never got that map. I just haven't been back playing. Makes me want to spend all my money, to be honest with you, on like skins and stuff.
Everything is related to WoW, by the way.
I know.
Not everything.
Right?
I know.
We're gonna call this accidentally WoWcast. All right.
How about six degrees of World of Warcraft?
Yes.
I just wanted to really quickly get past that what I was saying. So basically the best way to explain the combat in the game is sort of like a rock, paper, scissors. Because grabs counter dodges, dodges counter hits, and hits counter grabs.
Whoa, okay.
And so it's this like big, it's literally a dance. Huh. And it's literally like if you've watched a 2D fighting game or like a Smash Brothers or something like that, okay. It's that in the third dimension.
Okay.
I have two left feet, so.
So I would be terrible at it because I'm not very good at fighting games. So
someone grabs you, you have to counter guard, you have to counter grab and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And in the new update that's coming out in October called Marching Fire, they're adding an entirely new faction.
Really?
To the game.
That's nice.
They're adding the Chinese.
Ooh, nice.
Oh.
And so they're going to have like four new characters. They're going to have that breach mode. They're doing a couple of reworks. It's going to be insane.
I might check it out and be terrible.
In the past, what is it? Month or I'd say probably like month and a half, I've put about 91 hours in
the game. Damn, that's crazy. All right.
Quite a few.
That is quite a few. We should move on. We're going to start to talk about some of the things that we have highlighted for the podcast, which is Warframe, Temtem, and a little bit of No Man's Sky. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start with Warframe. Warframe is coming to Switch. It's getting co-op spaceship combat, two planned expansions, new faction and lore with expansion Fortuna, which takes place in an open world environment on Venus. Fortuna follows Plains of Eidolon, which came out in November 2017. The new faction, Solaris United, cyborgs, they kind of dwell in a Blade Runner-style colony. Second expansion is codenamed Railjack, which is planned to come later this year, which players surface, they surface combat, like they, I guess, to like space combat. So they kind of, I don't know, it kind of works that way where they go from surface combat to space combat. Have you guys been playing Warframe or played it previously or anything?
I used to play it, and then I got to the point where it felt like, because I wasn't like subscribing to the game, I was missing out on a lot, or I had to like grind my head against the wall to get certain things, which I did not have the time nor energy to do. So it kind of like pushed me away from the game.
They don't have a subscription though anymore, right? They got
not
rid
that
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember if they do or not.
No, they don't.
Okay.
I don't think they ever had an actual subscription, though.
They just have a big microtransaction store.
Yeah. I really want to like Warframe. Like, I always want to play it. But then when I start playing it, I'm in this, like, basic-looking frame, you know? That's, like, not very... Well, I think the only color palette I have is, like, bubblegum pink and, like, bubblegum blue. Yeah. So like,
you can go change those.
I know, but I don't have any color, so I just go bubblegum pink and I look completely ridiculous. And I don't know. I know that it sounds terrible because I'm always like, I want to grind in a game, and like,
but earn, not grind.
But not. I don't even know if it's that. Like, I at least like to look what I like what I look like.
If I'm gonna look at something for hours on end, I at least want it to look good.
Right, like the frames, the starter frames that you get, I'm not a huge fan of, and I think it kind of like kills my, you know, drive to like continue playing, because I'm playing this like potato looking frame that I'm eventually going to upgrade. Like, there's some neat looking frames.
Well, if you have Twitch Prime, actually, you could have gotten a couple frames
recently. I did.
Like, you can get Trinity Prime, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, I did grab those. I just need to re-download the game. I told myself I would re-download it and check them out and, you know, maybe give it another go, because I don't... Have you guys seen the video? I had linked the video for some of the space combat. I don't know if you guys watched it yet, but after this, if you watch it, it's... I mean, it's really cool looking. It makes me just...
Yeah, they're on, like hoverboards style.
Yeah, they're on hoverboards, but they're also like driving the spaceship with it's like third person, and you can see their like body like driving it, and I don't know, I just think it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's multi you basically get to play with multiple people on the same spaceship and try to attack capital ships with it. And it's like, it looked super cool, at least.
So does everyone have a job in the same spaceship if you're working together, right?
Well, it's not necessarily a job. It's just that you can use the guns, you can use the you can drive the ship, you can get out of the ship and board the enemy ship as well.
Nice. Oh.
So, okay, which you kind of have to do.
Yeah, like that is really cool. So someone, like, so your friend could like man the guns and you could be driving, like, you know, flying, I should say driving. Who drives a ship?
Yeah, you drive a ship.
Oh, you do. That's how I drive.
I'm not sure about a spaceship, but you drive a ship.
All right.
Awkward silence.
I was just thinking about that. I was like,
No, I was too.
I was like, I didn't realize that. Like,
so after you board the ship, does it then become the third person combat again?
Yeah.
You actually also get boarded yourself on your little interceptor ship.
So if you don't, like...
And if you don't turn around and defend it, your ship will die.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
So that's kind of like Sea of Thieves, right? You know, with the...
Except more in depth.
Okay, cool. That's pretty awesome. All right.
Poor Sea of Thieves. It's such a great game, but it has no content.
It was so hyped up. And I'm like, why is everyone hyped?
I mean, to be fair, it's a really funny game. But also, to be fair, when it came out, it had no content. And it still it has some content now. Like, you can go fight a giant shark megalodon thing.
I thought once you, like, beat the Kraken, you were, like, done with the game.
Well, there's a big shark you can fight now, too.
Oh. A big shark?
Yeah.
I was playing pretty heavily, but I honestly had a lot of fun just, like, driving my boat around.
Well, that's the thing. The game is so pretty that it's hard not to just enjoy.
Don't you mean your ship?
But,
my dinghy? Really was. No, it really was. Like, I played solo, so it was like a tiny little ship.
But, this will make Warframe grind a little nicer. What I'm curious about when it comes out is if it's gonna be... Because when you go into Warframe, you have to have a Warframe account.
All right.
Like, for example, with Fortnite, you have to have an Epic Games account.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's how they do cross-platform. Because otherwise, if you just hooked it up through Steam, you wouldn't be able to do it. Because Steam can't cross-platform easy.
That's pretty cool.
But Epic Games with Fortnite, you cross-platform. You can play with mobile players, with an Xbox player, with a PC player.
I like that.
And except a PlayStation player. Because, no. Sony doesn't like you.
Sony doesn't like anybody. They don't, I don't know.
Doesn't allow you to cross-platform against Xbox.
Yeah. Well, they
because, why?
They don't want to lose, obviously.
Because they don't like their customers, I guess.
Well, they had problems with, there was something with Fortnite, because I downloaded Fortnite on my Switch.
What happened? Yeah.
I downloaded Fortnite on my Switch, and they, like, banned my account from using it on Switch, because I had connected it with PlayStation.
That's weird.
Yeah, like, it was like, if your account has been connected with PlayStation, you can't play on the Switch, and it, like, banned it from accessing it, and I would have to make a new Fortnite account, so I just uninstalled it. I was like, I'm not...
Jeez.
Yeah. I don't play Fortnite that much, but, like, if I've spent money on it, and I'm not going to make a new account, you know, just to play on a, you know, Switch, I just thought it would be fun, you know, if I'm not around and, you know, need a little something to play.
Right.
I could not get into the game, like, at all. Just Fortnite.
It's Battle Royale.
Yeah.
But, was it?
The building was stupid to me.
So, the reason I go into all of that, I'm wondering, if you log into your Warframe account, does that mean I can play on my PC and then bring it onto my Switch?
Maybe. I mean, I would imagine.
Because that would be really cool.
Is it the same account on other... there's Warframe on PlayStation right now, right?
I don't know how it works on console.
Okay, I don't have it on my console because I'm weird. I don't normally play games on different consoles if I have it for one platform. Normally. So I never got around to, like, downloading on my PlayStation to see if it was, like, the same account. So, I mean, it could be. I mean, it could be the same account. It would make sense, maybe.
It'd be really cool to be able to play on my PC and then play it on my Switch.
Yeah, like...
I know for other games, like, for example, Smite. Like, that was a PC game. And then it came to console games, and you could transfer that game over.
Yeah.
You could access your account.
I think it was a one-time transfer, though, right? You transferred it, but they didn't, like, correlate together where it was, like, the same progress. Like, you still had to, you know, level each one separately.
It was a copy, essentially. And then whatever you had on your PC, that then going forward would not be on your Xbox and so forth for Xbox.
Right.
So Warframe does not currently support cross-platform playing?
Okay.
Well, that's not necessarily what I'm asking with cross-play.
And it is not likely that just the Switch release will fix that.
Well, I'm not saying cross-play. I'm saying, can I play on my mic? Can I play on account A on my PC and then play on account A on my Switch and not have to be on account B?
I know what you're saying. I'm not actually, if they don't allow crossplay, I'm not sure if they're going to allow that, you know?
Right. I'd have to try it.
Yeah, for sure.
Also,
that would make the grind so much nicer.
Yeah.
I would just like to add
at home or something.
That for the reveal that they did, they had a special action going on that if you watch the stream for at least 30 minutes, you will get a free Warframe.
Oh, really?
But yeah, but because it was so hyped and over 500,000 people were, or almost 500,000 people were watching it on Twitch, the servers basically hung themselves up and couldn't get everyone the thing. So anyone who has logged into Warframe in the past 7 days on any platform with a Twitch linked account and did not receive the Ash Prime drop will receive one.
Really? That's nice. I logged in like a day or two ago just to make sure I remembered my account information. So I have my Twitch account connected and everything, so maybe I'll get that.
Get all the free stuff?
I know. I do. I connect a lot of stuff to get free stuff in games, even if I'm not like actively playing, because I might
damn
one day.
Collectors.
I know. I really am I'm like a little harvester, like collecting everything.
Little hoarder.
I am. Did anyone else have anything else to say about Warframe before we moved on?
Yeah, I tried to like it, but it's just, it is grind the game, and it's just too tedious to keep playing for me.
The grind alone, when I played single player, I just like, I put 24 hours in the game, and I was like, how? I've got nothing to say after my 24 hours of me doing anything.
Yeah, the grind.
Except for, like, I've maxed out a couple weapons on level.
Yeah, the grind.
I don't know, the annoying part about the game, it was just this redundant hamster wheel of a grind. And
now, to be fair, it's gotten, from what I'm told, there's still a grind, because I have friends that play it a lot. I'm told the grind isn't as bad, but, or the grind isn't terrible, but everything makes a bit more sense now.
Yeah, they've done some great things with it. I mean, it's really popular.
Except you still need the wiki open.
Yeah, it's doing well. I think there's a certain type of person that enjoys this heavily. You know what I'm saying? Like, they enjoy that grind. They enjoy having something to, like, constantly, like, focus and work towards.
I love hitting my head against a wall. Well, some people... That's why I play League of Legends.
I mean, there were good things about the game. Like, I thought, like, the innovative movement system that was, like, implemented into the game. I mean, that's cool. I don't know many games that are like that. And then, I guess, endless customization of modding your character through, like, combinations and whatnot. Like,
fashion frame.
Yeah, I mean, it was seemingly endless. But, like, PvP, in my opinion, on that game... It was just like, I wouldn't necessarily say it was too easy, but I feel like it was just really easy to criticize.
From what I'm told, most people don't play PvP.
But I mean, it was still an aspect of the game that like...
Yeah.
I mean, I like PvP, but I felt like through some of the combinations, like you throw in, let's see, like an explosive weapon and then like the heavy melee and then you add like 13-year-olds running those combinations and it's just like... Everyone running the fuck around and it's just like flying around. It's like, It was like people running around with the grace of Michael J. Fox using a jetpack.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was just not fun to watch.
Okay. Did you have anything else to say before we moved on?
No.
Okay.
Michael J. Fox with a jetpack.
The next thing we wanted to talk about is a game called Temtem.
Temtem!
It was recently on Kickstarter, and it... What was their original goal? Do you remember?
Wasn't it
like $5,000?
$70,000.
Yeah, it was like $70,000.
$70,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
Which they blew out of the water.
Yeah. They had 11,716 backers that pledged... about $500,000, a little over
$573,939, and you can still pledge on Patreon or not on Patreon
until tomorrow 10 a.m.
Until tomorrow, you can 10 a.m. You can pledge on PayPal.
You can pledge on their sexy Patreon. No,
no way. That's not Central Eastern. That's actually Central European summertime. So it's 10 a.m.
You guys,
really early.
Okay.
By the time people hear this, though, it'll be over.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's true. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. Sorry.
Of July 10th, it'll be over.
I don't know about you guys, but I've been a Pokemon fan since I was little.
Full disclosure, I am a backer.
Okay.
So
I am a backer.
All right, I backed as well, but it is
full disclosure. Three of us here are backers, but we're also like massive Pokemon fans.
I think did everybody back or no?
I did not.
Okay. Okay.
Shame.
Shame. I know.
Shame.
We can't.
How dare you not give them money?
We're gonna have to ask you to leave.
To be fair, this or is the back. First time I've heard about this game.
Okay. Well, we should probably like explain what it is.
I can do this.
Yeah, do it.
It is ahead. Pokemon without any copyright issues.
That's right. All right. Go ahead.
So basically, Temtem is a Pokemon competitor. It has its own region. It's in the archipelagos. It's got its own mons, which that's what I'm going to call them. They're called Temtems.
You don't want to use a great name?
I think it's a great name. Okay. I think their type names could use some work.
Okay.
Like digital and crystal and toxic.
Toxic. Yeah, that's a good one.
But they've got a whole type chart. Weaknesses, strengths, all of that. It's everything you probably want in a Pokemon game, but you can get it on PC.
Yeah,
and it's multiplayer.
I forgot to mention that. It's an MMO Pokemon that is built for MMO Pokemon.
God bless.
You can run around with your Mon, with your Temtem behind you, with all of your friends. You can make you can have a clan. I don't know if you've ever heard of Nuzlockes in Pokemon. So basically, yes. A Nuzlocke in a Pokemon game is I go in, I can only catch one Pokemon on each route in the game. I must name all of my Pokemon, and if they faint once, I cannot use that Pokemon for the rest of the entire game.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Basically, I'm going to kick your ass mode.
Is that in the game?
That is, and they are making that in an official mode in the game. Because Nuzlocke mode, usually in like the Pokemon world, you do it unofficially. You just hold yourself to the rules. In this, it's going to be an official mode you can go play.
Well, you'll
also be able to get mounts, and they actually hit it on the Switch goal, so you can get it on Switch if you wanted. You'll be able to have clubs, and there'll be in-game tournaments.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. Another thing that we should note is housing, which is really important to a lot of people.
You won't be able to make your own house.
Yes. I don't know what it is about housing. People love housing. They love just to be able to like collect items and like decorate it and things like that. That seems to be a big like want for MMOers that, you know, they're always wanting housing. And then character customization, you'll be able to like fully create your character. Like hairstyles, hair colors, eye colors, things like that. But did you see the little preview video where it's just like you can see like several players like running around in the world? It was like in a city hub, and really neat. It was neat to be able to see all those people in like a Pokemon world. So I'm really excited about it.
I'm also really excited.
Definitely, like, really interesting, though.
It's also, it's going to be, even if you wanted to wait for the game, because it's going to come out on in early access on Steam and stuff like that. Even if you wanted to wait, the game will be $20.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, nice.
So it's not a huge, it's not a crazy buy-in. I pledged higher so I can get into the alpha.
I did the 30 for the alpha, I think it was. It was like same. All I could give. Like, I really can't be backing things right now, but this was one game that I could not back
it. I had to.
Yeah.
Like I had to just to see.
I did too, and I just, when did they mention when alpha would be? Didn't they say sometime this year?
It's November.
November, that's right.
Like November or October, something like that.
I wonder if they will be giving us a Steam download or a Steam key for that, or if it's going to be direct download.
Probably. It might be one of the two. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. The estimated delivery for Alpha Hero, at least the pledge, September 2019.
That's estimated delivery for all of it.
Oh, for, okay, I see.
Like, yeah. I think they expect the finished product to be next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've obviously been working on this. Like, it's, you know, something that they can get out and let people test in a couple of months, which is really great.
Something that interested me a lot about the competitive mode was it's a draft system. So you don't actually, like, in regular Pokemon, you both pick a team and go. In this, you actually have, like, you pick 10, and you can, like, pick and ban them, and so it's, like, there's this whole little, like, extra depth of strategy.
Oh, that is pretty neat. Kind of like in a MOBA when people, like, ban.
Exactly.
Right. That's neat. That's pretty awesome.
And then, in another vein of a different game that you guys, I bet you haven't heard of, or if you watched the PC E3 event at E3, there's a game called Ooblets.
Oh, I've heard of it. It looks so cute.
You might have heard it through Twitter because I don't stop talking about that game. Ooblets is Pokemon. Well, the way they describe it is like a Harvest Moon Pokemon. It's Stardew Valley in Pokemon. If you guys,
what's it called? Sorry.
Ooblets?
It's called Ooblets. Oobletts.
Now, I've been following it, but not as, like, closely as you. This is single player or multiplayer?
It'll be single player.
Okay.
From what I can tell, I don't think they'll be doing multiplayer.
I am obsessed with the art style. Can you still back this or buy it early or no?
Ooblets is no. It's they're being published by Double Fine. It's an indie game being published by Double Fine, so they're not any kind of early access or Patreon alpha thing.
Okay, well, I'm looking at it now, and it seems like there's no set release date, but it does say 2018. Do you happen to?
Yeah, they said sometime this year.
Okay, so it might, you know.
It'll probably be close to Christmas time, I'm going to guess.
Okay, well, it's adorable, and I'm going to buy it.
And so basically what happens is get these little monsters. Will there be multiplayer? We think the multiplayer would work really well for Ooblets, but implementing it would be basically double the time to make the game, so we're not planning on it. Maybe they could do it in a sequel.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they could even do, like, the whole Stardew Valley thing later, you know?
Stardew Valley planned it since the beginning, though.
Oh, okay. I didn't
They did. That. They didn't start it until after the game was released, but he did say this game will have multiplayer.
Nice.
At some point.
Nice.
Ooblets is you have this little big little farm. The art style is really cute, and you can grow, like, I guess your mons. I don't know what they call them, the ooblets, and you can do little battles with them, and it's really adorable. Which is similar
Animal
vein.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it's like it's very much Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley, and Pokemon.
Yeah,
but. It really all depends what you're looking for, because that's a very single player. You get to really enjoy the experience. And
yeah.
This is a very... Temtem will be a very multiplayer experience, and everyone's going to have, like, their own little cosmetics, and everyone's going to look really cute. Some of the backing goals, too, were really insane, because you could literally back the game for enough to where they would make you a character in the game. Oh. And you could be, like, a gym leader or whatever.
Well, actually, the highest pledge would allow you to design a Temtem.
Yeah. You could literally make one.
Four people actually did that.
And people that backed in the alpha or stuff and stuff like that will be in the credits, actually.
You'll get to become an NPC in the game.
Yes, okay. You'll become an NPC.
So the highest pledge option for Temtem was $6,000 or more, and four people did that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's insane to me. As somebody who just like struggled to get their $30 together, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know, but they do get to design a Temtem, get the game three times, design a route, become a dojo disciple, become an NPC, all Luma starters at the game, etc., etc.
I mean, it's definitely some.
And they get their
things.
Own customized statues. They get tons of special stuff. Like honestly, the digital art book and the soundtracks are going to be awesome. I'm hoping.
The best thing on this is the fact that you can reserve your character name. I mean, me, I don't know about you guys, but when I start a game, if I can't figure out the name of my character, I just turn it off.
I never have a hard time getting my name for the most part, because I'm not nearly famous enough to people start stealing my name yet.
I just use Kevin.
At what point
did
the character...
Note to self, steal Ranger's name once this game launches.
Oh,
Please, so you
had to back $40.
Oh, wait, I'm going to be in the alpha. You can't take my name from me.
It's $40 to reserve your name?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it in the $30 one. So I think
in Temtem?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see.
Yeah, character name reservation in $40.
Oh, your name's in the credits though for $30. Hey.
Yeah.
Nice. That's all I ever wanted. Just for my name to be in.
Tell
them
your name is twitch.tv/namaslay.
Oh no.
Yeah, twitch.tv/namaslay.
Oh no. I'm not gonna do that to them.
Namaslays.
I'm pretty sure it'll just be your Kickstarter name.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I did the Slacker backer because I could only back with PayPal since that's where I keep all my spare money in.
See, I cheated and used a PayPal debit card.
You can do that?
I have a PayPal debit card. Yes, you can.
I am shocked.
Super nice.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's just they'll just use it as a debit. You just put it in like a debit card. If you have your PayPal, and it'll take it out of your PayPal because it's a PayPal card.
Interesting. So, okay, can you edit your pledge on their start your business, their side one where you can still back on Temtem? It's like startyourbusinessconsulting.com/Temtem. I'm guessing you can't edit it. I'm guessing what I picked is what I'm getting.
You probably messaged
them. It's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's fine. All right, I guess let's go ahead and move on to No Man's Sky next.
Can upgrade your pledge once it's moved to a different service.
Nice. I'll remember that then.
Yeah, I'll upgrade the $10.
Yeah, just, you know.
That just might... to get my name reserved.
Yeah. All right.
And also, I just checked, my name will not be my actual name in the credits. If it goes by Kickstarter name.
Oh,
feels good, man.
Oh, what's your Kickstarter name?
Just Ranger.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'll be fine.
I don't even know what my Kickstarter name is. Not that it's going to use it. But let's move on to No Man's Sky next. Did any of you guys, get hyped up for No Man's Sky?
Oh, I was hoping to watch it crash and burn.
I got really hyped for the game. And then when I played it, I was severely disappointed.
I actually really liked the game when it came out.
I did too. I loved it. I was obsessed. I think I played enough to move on. I'm not really one that sticks around in a game that long. But I think I played 80 hours of it when it first released, which is a lot considering for how much people hated it, you know?
Look at us. Well, three very differing opinions.
I know.
the terrible part about the game was the fact that what was in the trailer was not in the game.
Well, most things that were in the trailer and talked about were not in the game.
Look, there was no racing. I wanted to race a freaking ship.
Multiplayer.
Through
which came out
canyons.
Eventually. I will give them that. It did come out eventually.
It's not out yet, right?
No.
Right.
No.
That's
in two weeks.
That's what No Man's Sky next is about, or next will be about, is bringing multiplayer in.
Yeah, I
wanted to race some ships through some narrow canyons and feel like I was a pilot from Star Wars.
See,
it's not going to become a console exclusive anymore.
No,
it's coming to Xbox One.
So on July 24th, it comes out for free on PS PS4 and PC. And also on July 24th, it releases on Xbox One. I wasn't aware it wasn't even on there.
Yeah, it was a Sony exclusive.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. I had thought it was on Xbox at release, but I guess it wasn't. So when I was reading that, I was like, they wrote it as set to come out for free on PC and PS4 July 24th and to release on Xbox One July 24th. And I was like, wait, those are the same dates. I'm so confused. Like, like, what do they mean? Like, but yeah, that makes sense if it was never on Xbox One. But it'll be a full multiplayer experience with your friends. You'll be able to explore the universe with a small group or bump into random travelers. You can help friends to stay alive or prey on others to survive. You can do tiny shelters or complex colonies that you build as a team. And they're shared for all players, and you can fight as a pirate or a wingman in epic space battles with friends and enemies. You can race exocraft across weird alien terrains. You can create racetracks, trails, and you can share them online. So there's,
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that's what I say too. I mean, I never disliked No Man's Sky, but I mean, I can kind of feel for the people that really wanted these like experiences like online and to play with their friends and, you know, meet random people. Like, I get it. Like, I'm excited for this and I will for sure like re-download it. Honestly, one of my favorite things about the game was discovering different planets, and sometimes you would get to this like dirt ugly planet that had like nothing but like rock on it, and you would have to like figure out like how you would get off, because maybe you landed there as like a last hope to like get fuel or some sort of resource. That was always hard. But then you would get to this like lush planet that would be so beautiful, like, and it, I had a lot of time taking a lot of fun taking screenshots of like how pretty the game could be, despite the fact everyone complained about they got nothing but like ugly planets. I seem to have maybe gotten lucky and gotten a lot of like really visually appealing ones.
Like, visually it was a good game, but like the downsides for me were just like, I didn't enjoy the focus on crafting. Like, I hated the crafting aspect for because it was such a focus, and the endless freaking menus in the game, like, that just didn't lack, like, it lacked purpose, basically. Or I understood the purpose of it, but it just felt like it wasn't there. And I don't know. It was just, whenever I would go to planets, I wanted to explore, but it felt like I would go 50 meters in a certain area, and I'd be forced to go back down or like hover to some invisible barrier. And I was just like, this is really frustrating. I just want to explore.
I seem to be remembering, if I'm correct, that the game ran like ass on PS4 when it first came out.
Yeah.
I think it had troubles on PC too, because I remember
having... Not on PS4, I meant PC.
Oh, okay. I remember
it ran terribly on PC.
Yeah.
PC, it was just such a like a memory hungry game and graphically intense game. I there were some streamers out there that could barely run the game. Like,
did they have testing periods? I can't even remember.
No,
that's probably what they probably should have had. Like, a bunch
that game
of...
was under such a lock and key until it came out.
I think Tally, I think he was trying to stream it. And if anyone knows Tally, just massive WoW player, and his computer is like phenomenal. I think what, $10,000+ computer or something. Like, he had trouble running it on, like, the highest graphics. So, if that...
This literally just got released. If you guys want to see some Ooblet screenshots.
Cool. I love little farms. Farmville.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
We'll have to make sure to link... We'll be linking all this stuff once I get everything uploaded for you guys to be able to view all this stuff easily.
But I think another reason that I wasn't, like, huge into this game... It's because I think around the time, like, other games like Destiny were thriving, and
let's not talk about Destiny 2.
Is that a sensitive subject?
No, not for me. I'm just making the joke because some people might get triggered. There are people that are thinking it's a lot better, which it could be. Might be thinking differently.
I
could still refund that game.
I didn't pay anything for the game. I used my WoW currency. I turned gold into Blizzard currency, and I paid for it for free. So, I mean, I spent like, what, $200 of like WoW currency.
So how many hours of playing Warcraft was that worth? And would have been cheaper to actually work a real-time job to buy Destiny 2?
3 or 4 hours, maybe.
That's not bad.
No.
3 or 4 hours? I don't believe that.
I do a lot of sales on WoW. Gold sales, because money's against terms of service.
I really wanted to like Destiny 2, but
I love it.
Okay, well, there's something off about it that just didn't work out for me. I don't know what it is. Like, I can't put a finger on it. I don't know. It just didn't stick with me, and I really wanted it to. And
what I heard of a lot of original Destiny players was that they basically took Destiny 1 and took out a lot of the things that made it better and kind of like took five steps backwards. Plus, yeah. There's been a lot of problems with like algorithm changes in the game of like XP that they don't tell you about, and that makes the grind harder and stuff like that.
Yeah, but to be fair, I also heard that Destiny 1 was really shit until they pulled developers from Diablo 3 and put them on Destiny 1 to fix it.
Destiny 1 was really bad until expansions came out, and expansions really changed and made the game a lot better, from what I'm told.
Right.
Because when Destiny 1 was ending, it was a really good game. That was like a full complete experience. If you look past the fact that the story was pretty boring.
I mean,
if you're looking at it as like a looter shooter MMO, it was a good game.
I mean, that's the thing for me. Like, I don't like when I play games, I don't care about like the lore. I just care about like, will this be fun to complete? Like, or will this be challenging or anything like that? I think it was.
That's my thing too. I'm not a big like story person. Like, I love to read. I love to play story games. But when it comes to mixing like looting and grinding and you know, gearing up and stuff like that, I don't really care about the story in an MMO. Maybe that's just me.
Right.
Like, I care about developing my personal character, like, and gearing her up and making her more powerful and raiding or PvP and things like that. So I never really care about the story side of things in online games. Maybe, I don't know.
Because I don't know about you guys, but if you've seen the previews or saw for the game Anthem that's coming out. I feel like should have been.
That's what people are saying.
There's like two things that like really intrigue me about the game. One is the people you play with, the higher your rewards, which makes sense. And on top of that, the more you explore, the more the game opens up for you. So you're essentially forced to play the game, which is really nice. So
who's developing Anthem again?
Is it EA?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's EA and BioWare.
Yeah, it might be.
It is BioWare, yes.
I haven't been following it closely, but I mean, it does look cool. I'm not 100% into like the big mech suits. I'd rather just play my character, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not bad. But we should actually be wrapping up the show now. So let's go ahead and do that. I think we had some pretty solid discussions, and we covered a range amount of things for people to be able to listen to. So I'm going to go ahead and I am going to let you guys, you know, say goodbye, toss your name out there and where people can find you. Might it be like Twitter, if you would like to, if we want to start with Kev.
So on Twitter, it's Ginger Problems.
That's great.
it's with a Z, mainly because I couldn't get the S, because that's an actual company. But I've talked to them trying to like sponsor me to get like cool shirts and stuff. but on Twitch, I got the S. So Ginger Problems on Twitch with an S. I'll be playing games there. So if you want to come out and hang out, I'll be there.
Awesome.
Quite a lot.
Awesome. Okay, what about you, Takriva?
So yeah, you can find me on Twitter and on Twitch at the same name. Talk Tokriva, so TOKRYVA. And beyond that, yeah, I definitely had fun today, so.
Awesome. Okay, Ranger, go ahead.
You can find me and the rest of my shenanigans over at Twitter and Twitch, Ranger True, all caps, no spaces, RANGERTRUE. There's a free game right now out on Twitch Prime called Battle Chef Brigade. It is one of my favorite games of all time. It is a 2D fighter mixed with a match 3 cooking game. Go play it. It's free on Twitch Prime. It's fantastic.
Awesome. I'm probably going to play that now that you mentioned it since I own it. And I'm Namaslay. You can find me on Twitter at Namaslays. And the same on Twitch is just Namaslays. That ends our show. I will make sure to include all links for all the games that we mentioned, social media links for everybody that was on the show. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to episode 1 of CampCast.